comrades, we are going down under, and you know why. This invasion will not be difficult, but there may be one problem. You see, I have an acquaintance there. He wanted to control Iraqi satellite television once. I told him in not so many words to fuck off. And he said that if he ever became so powerful as to own nuclear artillery, I could accept a mini TV bomb. That man was Rupert Murdoch. He owned the Sun in Britain. That was until we took over. It is now called the Iraqi Times. Not what is happening now, but what we tell you. He also owned Sky Television. That was until when I invaded the UK, ordered the satellites to be blown to smithereens. He was creating Sky Digital. But when I asked if there going to be an Iraqi channel, he said no. So next day I was ordering Gelignite for the satellites. Anyway, he is a powerful man in Australia. We need to invade and capture him if it is possible. His TV stations and newspapers are a pile of shite. It is to Sydney Harbour that we must land. They are having the Olympics. We are staging a bomb threat in the stadium. It will blow the track to kingdom come. I'm also planting a bomb in the cinema. It will blast the screen through and blow the seats to kingdom come. Anyway, we have to cross Murdoch first. Get these people out of here, Saddam! It's midnight! But we are invading Australia tomorrow. The Aboriginals have already lost their land. And I'm going to build building a palace on it. At least you'll be out of my arms tomorrow. Staying with you is my fucking babysitting. You always get jammed down the settee. Yes, Mother, I am the leader of the unfree world. I can get jammed down as many carriages as I want. But you've stuffed your old hand underpants down there. Yes, I have. It's slightly become a lost civilization down there. Well, you fucking Uber it tomorrow, Saddam. When you get back down from Australia, some stuff in all magazines down there that we need to rot and decay. Yes, whatever, Mother. I'm going to bed, which you have not made. You don't give a fuck. You're going to have to start fending for yourself. Can't you get a slave from Iraq as your servant to replace my job? I've not time to watch Coronation Street Omnibus for 8 days. Haven't you seen enough of that Rover's Return by now? Well, I'd rather watch 100% on Challenge TV with David Yes, who says yes I will every time I wins. David Webb. Well, I've seen you watching the God Channel, Saddam. Didn't you watch that crap, Saddam? Yes, well, Mother, I'm knocking myself out now. In Australia? Sydney, next day. Mr. Dodd, you are an idiot. You put the wrong map in my slightly torn briefcase. We nearly landed in Malaysia. I'm sorry. I must have left it in my old larder.
We have placed the explosive equipment.
Okay. How long till detonation?
Right about now. What's that? A cinema sign?
Yes, we have took out Sydney Multiscreen. We are holding this nation to ransom. And with this country, I'm going to make a few changes. Firstly, cars are going to drive in the middle. That's the proper way. And I'm going to quadruple the amount of nuclear power stations.
You are a sane leader indeed, Saddam. If I wasn't under hypnosis, I'd say you were a royal shit.
After meeting in the Olympic Stadium.
G'day, comrades. I see you are interested in a merger with my new Australian digital platform.
Yes, Rupert. I would like to come clean. This isn't about TV.
Well, may I interest you in this little afternoon tabloid, Melbourne Bays and Buttes?
I would have to decline. You don't own Australia, do you?
No, not yet, unfortunately. It isn't legal. We're getting there, though. Now you seem to be wasting my fucking time. What do you fucking want? Have you got any cash? If not, get out of this damn Olympics and get out of Oz.
I would like to inform you that I am Saddam Hussein. By now it should be perfectly clear why I'm here.
Well, it ain't what some idiot pogo jump into the crowd.
No, actually, that wouldn't be possible since the Olympics and its crowd are probably in orbit.
Jesus Christ! Oi, low-life scum! Switch that TV on! In the Australian news tonight, There's been extreme terrorist activity in Sydney. 100,000 people are missing and are believed to be in orbit, along with hundreds of Olympic competitors, as the stadium was blown sky high today. Also, a Backstreet cinema has also been obliterated with reels of film down the street. Wait a minute. Who is this? Viewers, we are being taken over. This is a hostage situation.
Shut up, Australian viewers. You are now a dictatorship. Please report immediately to the Sydney Town Square. Lorries and coaches and buses are being run to every town in the country to prepare to deliver you down. Well, you will be in slaves and chainery. You will serve me Saddam Hussein. I'm going a little insane. I'm going mad. The camera's going grainy here. Australia, Rock!
I got here as soon as I could. I'm the powerful one. You said what you wanted on television. That's free speech. Get on my podium, right, squad?
Ooh, don't get me there. Oh no, the shin. Told you, get in trouble, Saddam. Goes a bad neighborhood like that.